Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a UnitedHealthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.
My dear friends, I want to talk to you today about a simple yet profound truth that often eludes us in the chaos of life. God will sort it out. Yes, you heard me right. Those worries, fears, and uncertainties that weigh heavy on your heart, God has a plan for them all. So, take a deep breath, exhale that anxiety, and let's dive into why we need to stop worrying and start trusting in the divine power that guides our lives. First and foremost, let's address the elephant in the room: uncertainty. Life is full of twists and turns, unexpected challenges, and moments where we feel like we're stumbling in the dark. It's easy to let doubt creep in, to wonder if we're truly on the right path, or if we're just floundering aimlessly. But here's the thing. God's plan is not always clear to us. In fact, it rarely is. But that doesn't mean it's not there. It doesn't mean that God has abandoned us or forgotten about us. No, quite the opposite. God is always with us, guiding us, even when we can't see the path ahead. Think about it like this. Imagine you're hiking through a dense forest. The trees are tall, the underbrush is thick, and you can't see more than a few feet in front of you. It's easy to feel lost, to feel like you'll never find your way out. But then, suddenly, you stumble upon a trail marker. It's old and weathered, almost hidden by the foliage, but it's there, and it gives you hope. It tells you that you're not alone, that others have walked this path before you, and that if you keep going, you'll eventually find your way out of the forest. That's what faith is like. It's that quiet voice inside you that says, keep going, trust in the journey. God is with you. It's the light that shines in the darkness, guiding you forward, even when the path seems uncertain. But here's the thing about faith. It's not always easy. In fact, it's often the hardest thing we'll ever do. It requires us to let go of our need for control, to surrender our worries and fears, and to trust that God's plan is greater than anything we could ever imagine. It requires us to have patience, to wait for God's timing, even when every fiber of our being screams for action. But let me tell you something. God's timing is always perfect, always, even when it doesn't feel like it, even when we're tempted to rush ahead and try to fix things on our own. God's timing is perfect because it's rooted in love. God loves us more than we can possibly imagine, and every twist and turn of our journey is guided by that love. So, my friends, I urge you, stop worrying. Stop trying to control every aspect of your life. Trust in God's plan, knowing that He will sort it out in His own time and in His own way. Have faith that, even in the darkest moments, God is working behind the scenes, weaving together a beautiful tapestry of grace and redemption. And remember, you are not alone. We are all in this journey together, stumbling through the forest of life, guided by the light of faith. So let's walk together, hand in hand, trusting in the promise that God will sort it out. And when we finally emerge from the darkness into the light, we'll look back and see that every step of the way, God was there, leading us home. Now, my dear friends, as we reflect on the power of faith and the assurance that God will indeed sort it out, let's delve deeper into what this means for us in our daily lives. One of the greatest challenges we face is the temptation to take matters into our own hands when things don't go according to plan. We live in a world that prizes self, reliance, and independence, where we're taught that success comes to those who hustle and grind relentlessly. And while hard work and determination are certainly important virtues, they can also lead us down a dangerous path of self-reliance and pride. But here's the truth. We are not meant to carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. We are not meant to bear our burdens alone. No, we are meant to cast our cares upon the Lord, to surrender our worries and fears to Him, knowing that He cares for us deeply and will provide for our every need. So, when you find yourself faced with challenges that seem insurmountable, when you're tempted to take matters into your own hands, I urge you to pause and pray. Surrender your fears to God, trusting that He will give you the strength and wisdom to face whatever lies ahead, and then step back and allow God to work in His own time and in His own way. It's important to remember that God's timing is not always our timing. We live in a world of instant gratification where we expect everything to happen at the snap of a finger. But God operates on a different timeline, a timeline that is guided by wisdom and love. So when things don't happen as quickly as we'd like, when prayers seem to go unanswered, remember that God is still at work behind the scenes, orchestrating events in ways that we may not yet understand. And while we may not always understand God's plan in the moment, we can trust that it is always for our ultimate good. As the Apostle Paul wrote in Romans 8:28, and we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. So, even in the midst of trials and tribulations, we can take comfort in the knowledge that God is using every circumstance to mold us into the image of His Son. Furthermore, let's consider the power of patience in our journey of faith. Patience is often described as a virtue, but in our fast-paced world, it can feel more like a burden. We want things to happen quickly, efficiently, and on our terms. Yet, God often asks us to wait for His timing, His guidance, His perfect plan to unfold. But waiting is not passive. It's not sitting idly by, twiddling our thumbs until something happens. No, waiting is an active choice, a choice to trust, to hope, and to continue moving forward even when the way ahead seems unclear. Think about the story of Abraham and Sarah. God promised them a child, but year after year went by, and still, Sarah remained barren. It would have been easy for them to lose hope, to take matters into their own hands, as they did when Sarah suggested that Abraham have a child with her maidservant, Hagar. But that only led to heartache and strife. It wasn't until they fully surrendered to God's timing, until they let go of their own plans and trusted in His promise, that Isaac, the child of promise, was born. And what a testament it was to the faithfulness of God. So, my friends, let us learn from the example of Abraham and Sarah. Let us be patient in our waiting, knowing that God's timing is perfect and His promises are true. And let us continue to press forward in faith, even when the road ahead seems long and uncertain. But what about those times when waiting feels unbearable? When the weight of our worries threatens to crush us? In those moments, we must remember the power of prayer. Prayer is our lifeline to God, our way of communicating with Him, of pouring out our hearts and souls before Him. When we pray, we invite God into our struggles, into our doubts and fears. We lay them at His feet, trusting that He hears our cries and will answer them in His perfect time. And even if the answer doesn't come immediately, even if we don't see the fruits of our prayers right away, we can take comfort in knowing that God is at work, shaping and molding us.
Offer valid on standard browsers, U.S. only.
When I heard about Date My Age, I thought, really? But there I was in my empty, quiet house, my laptop on the kitchen counter, and I typed in my name. Looking for a man between the ages of 40 to 60? Sure, why not?
Date My Age is different. With verified profiles, you can feel safe and secure to explore meaningful connections with interesting and mature singles.
Date My Age made it really easy. I could join and view online profiles for free. All of a sudden, my empty house wasn't so quiet anymore. I got so much attention, it just made me feel seen and alive. Date My Age helped me start a totally new chapter in my life.
Find a friend, a lover, a partner at Date My Age. Get 60% off when you join at datemyage.com today. That's datemyage.com to connect with thousands of singles worldwide. datemyage.com.
According to his will. Now, as we continue on this journey of faith, let's address the role of trust in our relationship with God. Trust is the cornerstone of any meaningful relationship, and our relationship with the divine is no exception. Yet, trusting in God can be challenging, especially when we're faced with uncertainty and adversity. But trust is not blind faith. It's not a naive belief that everything will magically work out without any effort on our part. No. Trust is a deliberate choice, a choice to believe in the goodness of God, even when circumstances suggest otherwise. It's a choice to lean on His promises, His faithfulness, and His unfailing love, even in the midst of life's storms. When we trust in God, we acknowledge that He is in control, that He sees the bigger picture, even when we can only see a small piece of the puzzle. We trust that His plans for us are plans for good and not for harm, plans to give us a future and a hope. And we trust that even when we falter, even when we stumble and fall, God is there to pick us up, to dust us off, and to set us back on the path of righteousness. But trust requires vulnerability. It requires us to let go of our need for certainty, our desire to have all the answers. It requires us to surrender our pride, our self-sufficiency, and to humbly submit to God's will, knowing that His ways are higher than our ways. So, my friends, let us trust in the Lord with all our hearts and lean not on our own understanding. Let us trust that even in the darkest moments, even when the storms of life threaten to overwhelm us, God is there, holding us in the palm of His hand. Now, as we embrace trust in God's sovereignty and timing, let's explore the transformative power of surrender. Surrendering to God is not a sign of weakness. Rather, it is an act of profound strength and courage. It is a recognition that we are finite beings in need of a limitless, all-knowing Creator. When we surrender our worries, fears, and desires to God, we release the burden of trying to control every aspect of our lives. We acknowledge that His ways are higher than ours, and that His plans for us are far greater than anything we could ever imagine. But surrendering to God is more than just letting go of our own plans. It's about aligning our will with His. It's about saying, "Not my will, but yours be done." It's about trusting that God's plan for us is better than anything we could ever dream up on our own. And here's the beautiful paradox of surrender. In letting go, we find true freedom. We are no longer shackled by the chains of anxiety and self-doubt. Instead, we are liberated to fully embrace the abundant life that God has promised us. Think about the story of Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. Facing the weight of the cross, He prayed, "Father, if You are willing, take this cup from Me. Yet not My will, but Yours be done." Luke 22:42. In that moment of surrender, Jesus demonstrated the ultimate act of trust and obedience. And through His surrender, He accomplished the greatest victory of all, the redemption of humanity. So, my friends, let us follow in the footsteps of our Savior. Let us surrender our lives, our plans, our hopes, and our dreams to God, knowing that He will sort it out in His perfect way and in His perfect time. Let us trust that, even in the midst of our struggles, God is at work, weaving together the threads of our lives into a beautiful tapestry of grace and redemption. As we draw this sermon to a close, I want to leave you with a final thought. God's faithfulness is unwavering. His love is unconditional, and His power is limitless. No matter what challenges we face, no matter how daunting the obstacles may seem, we can take comfort in the knowledge that God is with us every step of the way. So, when doubt creeps in and fear threatens to overwhelm us, let us remember the words of Isaiah 41:10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. God is not distant or aloof. He is intimately involved in every aspect of our lives. He sees our struggles. He hears our cries. And He is working behind the scenes to bring about His perfect plan for us. And though we may not always understand His ways, we can trust that His purposes are good and His intentions are pure. So, my dear friends, as we go forth from this place, let us carry with us the assurance that God will sort it out. Let us walk in faith, knowing that He is leading us, guiding us, and directing our steps. And let us live each day with a spirit of gratitude, trusting in the promise that nothing can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ, Jesus our Lord. My friends, I want to encourage you to take this message to heart and share it with others. There may be someone in your life who is struggling, who needs to hear these words of reassurance and comfort. So, I invite you to share this message with your friends, your family, your loved ones, anyone who could benefit from the reminder that God is always with us, sorting out every detail of our lives with love and grace. And if you haven't already, I encourage you to subscribe to our channel so you can stay connected and receive more uplifting messages like this one in the future. Together, let's continue to spread the light of God's truth and love to all who need it. Thank you again for being a part of this community. May God bless you abundantly and keep you in His loving care always. Until we meet again, go in peace, go in faith, and go in the assurance that God will indeed sort it out. Now open your hearts to pray with me. Dear God, as I come before you in prayer today, I am reminded of your greatness and your love for me. I am grateful for your presence in my life and for the promise of your continued guidance and protection. Lord, I know that you are the ultimate sorter of all things. You see the struggles that I face, and you know the burdens that weigh heavy on my heart. Please help me to surrender my worries and fears to you and to trust in your plan for my life. When I feel lost and alone, remind me that you are always with me. You are the light that guides me through the darkness and the rock that I can always lean on. When life feels overwhelming, remind me that you are in control. Help me to let go of my need for control and to trust that you are working all things together for my good. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, who suffered and died for me. Jesus, you are the way, the truth, and the life, and I trust in your promises of salvation and eternal life. Please work in my life and in the lives of those I love to bring about your perfect will. Strengthen me to face the challenges that lie ahead and help me to always seek your will and your guidance. Thank you for your unending love and grace. May your peace and presence be with me always as I journey through life with you by my side. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.